Okay. So we are finishing up the Perek Hey in the Evan Shlema. So the Goyin says the following. There are three elements, interestingly, in every action that we do. In every mitzvah that we do, there are really three elements. Okay? So what are the three elements? They are the following. Number one, he says, number one is, and what is that like? It's similar to the way plants grow. It will be similar to the way plants grow. You need to do three things in order to make a plant grow, right? What are they? Number one, you have to plant. No kidding. You have to do the Zriya. Then you need a daven for rain, right? Because in others, he's saying it's not that you need to make rain. You can't make rain, but there's part of it that you can't do. But your hashtadlus is to daven for the rain. And then the third one is lenakesh ha'asavim aroyim, that after the rain comes, it grows out of the ground certain things which are not good for the ground, right? Certain things which are weeds. You got to get rid of the weeds for it to grow properly. Okay, so he says those are the three elements of planting. So he says in mice and tovim it's the same thing. The maisa itself and the zrizus to go do it, that is the planting. Then the tefila that it should work is the tefila. And then you have to get rid of the bad parts that, you know, maybe would get in the way of it growing well. So let me explain this with a little bit of a different point, which is the Chovis Salvavis. The Chovis Salvavis says like this. He says, how do you balance your responsibility to do mitzvahs versus bitachon? Why don't you say, look, Hashem, everything's in your hands. If you want me to do the mitzvah, I'll do it. Look, I'm going to sleep. Right? Just like you tell me, Hashem, look, go to sleep. If your stocks go up, you make the money. If it doesn't go up, you won't make the money. Don't be so nervous. It's all in the hands of Hashem. So why do I have to set my alarm in the morning? Same thing. Look, I'll go to sleep. If I wake up, I wake up. I don't wake up. I don't wake up. It's all in your hands. So what's the answer? The answer is Hashem leaves it up to us. So what is our now? But on the other hand, what's going to happen if you set your alarm and then there was a blackout in the middle of the night and the alarm went off and you didn't wake up? So Hashem did take away the opportunity for you to wake up. So is it your fault or not? Let's say you buy tefillin from a good sefer, and it ends up that the tefillin were puzzled from the beginning. Let's say a lot of things happen that you did the right thing, but you didn't actually get the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Right? So the Chovis Salvavis says an incredible idea. Zok to Chovis Salvavis that you only, the main schar that you get for the mitzvah, it is the bechira to do the mitzvah. What's in our hand is your choice to do the mitzvah. So I woke up in the morning, I went to shul. Now, I never made it to shul because it was an accident and this and that and the other, right? That part is not biyodi. So zok to chasam sefer, zok to chavis alvavis. It's not in our control to actually do the mitzvah. It's only in our control to choose to do the mitzvah. Whether you end up doing the mitzvah is still in the hands of Hashem. So therefore, what do you really get schar for? The schar, therefore, be'ikr, does not come for the mitzvah. The schar comes for the desire to do the mitzvah.
Intention.
Okay. You know, and by the way, that's why Rav Matzisio Solomon used to say, that's what's so bad about mitzvah sanashim milumada. Do you know what mitzvah sanashim milumada means? That we do mitzvahs out of rote, without any particular amount of concentration. So someone asks you, why did you put on tefillin today? So is the answer, well, because Hashem wants me to? Or is the answer, well, I just put it because I put on tefillin yesterday. Oh, so why did you put on tefillin yesterday? I don't know, that's what I do. I wake up in the morning and put on tefillin. So it turns out that what happens is all you did was the mitzvah, but you didn't actually choose to do the mitzvah because you just did it out of habit. So it comes out, you're not doing the main part of the mitzvah. The main part of the mitzvah is the choice to do it, not the actual performance of the mitzvah. So therefore you're missing the ikar and doing only the tafel. Incredible thought, right? So memela the main thing is to go ahead and choose to do the mitzvah. This Shabbos, I said over in the Rambam share in the Kol after davening, an incredible maramakim, an incredible idea from the Siddur Agra. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says, "Ula avdoi b'chol levavchem," that you have to worship Hashem with your whole heart. With your whole heart, you have to worship Hashem. So the way you worship Hashem with your whole heart is you have to think about Hashem when you're doing the mitzvahs. Okay? So he says, incredible, incredible idea. So this is a very general mitzvah essay. It's not a mitzvah essay like other mitzvah essays, which are much more, you know, specific. This is not specific at all. This is general. Okay? So this is a general mitzvah to make sure that you have kavanah when you do a mitzvah. So says the Siddur Agra, that even if you do a mitzvah without kavana, and even if according to some shittas, when doing a mitzvah without kavana, you still fulfill the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah when you do it without kavana. But he says at the same time, you transgress the aveira of ulav debechol vavchem. You did not serve Hashem with your whole heart. So at the same time you're doing a mitzvah, you're getting an avera because you're getting a bittul essay of ulav debechol vavchem because you're serving Hashem but not with your full heart. Incredible, incredible, scary idea, right? So ulav debechol vavchem tells us you have to work with Hashem with your whole heart. You have to know what you're doing. You have to choose to go do Hashem. So zokta going, those are the three parts of the mitzvah. The first part is you got to choose to do it. That's the zriya. That's the planting. I go ahead and I chose to go do it. Now what's going to happen? The water. What's the water? You got to daven to Hashem that it rains. Here also, you have to daven to Hashem that it works. Hashem, I'm choosing to go do tefillin. Hashem, give me a kosher pear. Hashem, I woke up in the morning to go to shul. Hashem, give me rain. Make sure there's no traffic. I want to get there. And then the third thing is, okay, but maybe I didn't have the right intentions. Maybe there was just a little bit of other reasons why I wanted to do the mitzvah. Maybe it wasn't fully lishma. And that, you have to take out the weeds, like the weeds that we do. And that's why it says, and he says, that's also the Indian of tshuva utfila utzdaka. Ma'avir nesroya gzer. Tzedaka is the actual maisa. You try to do your best. You plant it. Then you have to daven, and then you have to do tshuva from the bad part to make sure it's all 100% kosher. So he said, this is the full concept of how we perform mitzvahs. Okay? Very, very interesting concept. Okay? The last concept is the following. The last concept in this parakeh. He says the following. He says, "Minias kiyum mitzvahs esei, hu meruba mimash adam oiver alois esei." This guy in here is a chiddush which is, I don't think, is very well accepted by other mefarshim. I think most people would tell you the opposite of this gra. Okay, what's worse, not doing a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, or transgressing a negative? What's worse? Transgressing a negative or just not doing a positive?
Transgressing a negative.
Don't do a positive.
I don't hear you, but I'm assuming that what you said was
transgressing a negative.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my sound is off. That's what.
Don't do it a positive.
Transgressing a negative.
Yeah.
Transgressing a negative, right? Seems worse. Yeah.
Seems worse, right? So that's what I think most Mefarshim say. Many Mefarshim say like that. That transgress, why? For a few reasons. Number one is because it's more severe. Number two, it's because it's through an action, not just a non-action. But Zok the Goyin, not like that. He says, Yosh of Adam Ubitel Mitzvah's essay, because if a person was passive and he did not perform the mitzvah, so let's say the end of Zman Kriyashma is 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, he didn't say Shema. Well, I don't know if that's a good example. Let's say Lulav. So he has a chance to do Lulav, and bam, he doesn't do Lulav. Next minute, so he says every second that he's not doing it, he's doing an Avera. So he says, I had the chance to do Lulav, and I didn't do it. Next second, you still have the chance, and you're still not doing it. You still have the chance, and you're still not doing it. You have the opportunity to do a chesed. You're still not doing it. You have an opportunity to learn. And the minute goes by, okay, that doesn't preclude the next minute. So therefore, the not doing is much, much more severe in the sense that it's constant. He says, Yashav Adam Ubita Mitzvah's essay, Oiver Aleha Bechol Rega. He's over every moment. Aval Beloisa say, when it comes to the negative, Eina Oiver Ela B'Shas Maisa. He's only over B'Shas Maisa. He's only over at the time that he did the Avera. So he's over once, and once he's over once, that's it. He's not over anymore. So, Zakta Goyin, it's much worse. The Mitzvah's essay is much worse than the mitzvah loisase. Nice chiddush from the Gra. Okay? So I don't think most people say like that. I think most people think the opposite. But the Gra says it could be that on a one-to-one level, you're right. But there's another thing to consider, which is the fact that it's so constant and the opportunity is so there and a person's skipping the opportunity, that itself makes it more severe. So that's his chiddush.
You said the Rambam, it holds that if you don't do if you don't have the intention that you're serving Hashem, or you don't have the intention of why you're doing the mitzvah, then it's an avera in the mitzvah while you're doing the mitzvah?
Kind of, yeah. The Siddur Gra, yeah.
That's the Rambam, you said.
I don't know if it's the Rambam. It's based on a Rambam, on the concept that Ulo Avdu B'chol Vavram, and it's pretty clear in the Ramban, also Nachmanides. It's pretty clear there also, but it's open. But the one that speaks it out is in the Siddur Agra. He says this very clearly. So you know, you know, that's the concept. So the point is that the Goyin is saying, number one, you need to have kavanah on what you're doing. You need to have tefillah on what you're doing. You need a mispallel that it should go well, and we have to put as much focus, you know, in the mitzvah's essay and the mitzvah's lois essay. Now, there is an interesting piece, once you mentioned the Ramban, there is an interesting piece in the Ramban, that the Ramban says that mitzvahs loisa says are different than mitzvahs essays. Mitzvahs loisa says primarily work with yiras Hashem, whereas mitzvahs essay is an expression of mitzvahs essay, of avas Hashem, right? So which is greater, Ava or Yira? Ava is greater. So that's why a mitzvah's essay is greater than a lois essay, because a mitzvah's essay expresses Ahava, whereas a mitzvah's lois essay expresses Yira, which is a lower level. However, in the transgression, one could argue, not expressing Ava is not as bad as not expressing Yira, because since Yira is more basic, so not expressing that is even worse. So there's two ways to look at that, all right? Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, so we finished Perek Hey. We're going to start Perek Vav. In Perek Vav, he talks about some things about children, how to deal with children. And so it's an interesting chapter. I don't think it's necessarily current parenting advice, but it's interesting to see the Vilna Goyin's take on this. Okay? So we'll pick it up tomorrow.
So every minute that you're holding back on saying Kriyat Shema, when it's the time to say it, it's an Avera, you're saying, according to this.
That's why I started with Kriyat Shema, but then I stopped, because you're right. I mean, I don't know how that works. L'char Kriyat Shema is it's constant, but I'm not over because I have the rest of the day. I have 3 hours to do it. So, and L'char, once the 3 hours passes.
No, even the 3 hours, even every minute that you're not doing it, even though you still have time, is the issue. It's like the lulav, you said. You still can do it, right? But every minute you're not doing it, you're missing that aseh. So
it's hard to understand that. Right. It's a little hard to understand, like you're saying, why? I mean, I have more time, right? So what?
There's a result that he's being punished for. He's not being zariz.
Right. In other words, you're missing that missed opportunity. Is never going to come back. Talk about chesed. Talk about learning those types of mitzvahs where they're not coming back. The opportunity to do it. A tzedakah, right? So, anyway, all right.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you all.
Shkoyach. Thank you. Good night.